This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. 2 points of interest on this special report. A press conference being held by the Winona Police Department. We're going to go to that in a moment. But first, the family of Madeline Kingsbury has confirmed today that the body they found just the other day is, in fact, that of Madeline Kingsbury. Madeline's sister, Megan Kingsbury, released the following statement on behalf of their family. "We're relieved that Madeline has been found after months of intensive searching and grateful for the extraordinary efforts by law enforcement, other first responders, and volunteers. We're certain that the correct person has been arrested, will be appropriately charged and convicted of his crimes. Things are moving in the right direction, and there we look forward to getting justice for Madeline. But right now, we'll mourn as a family and properly and respectfully lay her to rest." With that being said, let's now go to the press conference in Winona with the authorities.
Thank you all so much for being here today. I'm Bonnie Bowman. I'm a public information officer for the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. We have been assisting the Winona Police Department in investigating this case. Today you'll hear from Winona Police Chief Tom Williams, Fillmore County Sheriff John DeGeorge, and BCA Special Agent in Charge Michelle Fresconi. We will have time for questions after they give their prepared remarks. However, I do want to let you know that as of today, we will not be able to comment on any charges or charging decisions. That is something we'll be able to discuss at a later date, but that is not something we will comment on today. I appreciate you respecting that and also respecting the family as we continue moving through this process. At this time, I'm going to invite up Chief Williams.
Good afternoon. I'm Winona Police Chief Tom Williams. We are here today to announce that human remains were found yesterday in Fillmore County. This morning, the Southern Minnesota Regional Medical Examiner's Office performed an autopsy. Law enforcement has confirmed the remains are those of Madeline Kingsbury. Unfortunately, while this discovery is not what we were hoping for, we are thankful to be able to bring Maddie home to her family. Her body was found by a Fillmore County investigator on a remote stretch of road off Highway 43 north of Mabel at approximately 1:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Digital evidence collected by investigators led us to this area. It should be noted that the location of Maddie's body was off a low-maintenance public roadway and was not property owned by the Fravel family or any of their relatives. The area had been previously searched, but Maddie's body was covered and concealed in such a manner that she was not visible. To say the least, the last 69 days have been frustrating, full of heartache and pain for the family, law enforcement, and the community. But during this time, the family never gave up. Law enforcement never gave up. The community never gave up. We want to recognize that the support from volunteers, public safety professionals, and all the media outlets were instrumental in keeping the blue light shining in order to bring Maddie home. We have said that we will hold anyone involved in Madeline's disappearance accountable, and we are here to tell you that we will hold steadfast on that commitment. We are asking everyone to respect the family's privacy and allow them the time to grieve and mourn the loss of Maddie.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is John DeGeorge. I'm the Fillmore County Sheriff. On behalf of the Fillmore County Sheriff's Office, we offer our deepest condolences to the family of Madeline Kingsbury. As Chief Williams stated, this is not the outcome we had hoped for, but we are grateful to help bring the search for Madeline to a close. After the conclusion of the large-scale searches led by law enforcement, Fillmore County Sheriff's Office investigators and deputies have continued to search specific areas and follow up on investigative leads on a daily basis. Hundreds of tips have come in to our team from many different sources, and each one of them was thoroughly explored. We are thankful for the partnership and the professionalism of the Winona Police Department, the Winona County Sheriff's Office, the Minnesota BCA, and all of the other supporting agencies. I am proud of our team of investigators and deputies who have kept focus and stayed committed and determined throughout this investigation. Our focus now is to continue to assist the Winona Police Department with every resource available to us to ensure that an accurate and complete investigation is prepared. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Michelle Frasco, and I'm the Special Agent in Charge at the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. We want to express our gratitude for the incredible partnership that has been allowed by this team to successfully find Maddie. The Winona Police Department invited the BCA to help with this case from day one. And since that, every homicide agent throughout the state has helped investigate this case. We want to also acknowledge that the forensic scientists and the analysts who have worked tirelessly behind the scenes through mountains of evidence to generate leads. We are grateful for the more than 450 tips that have been sent to us. Law enforcement had evaluated each one of them and followed up in as many leads as possible. It's this kind of collaborative effort that brought us here today, able to bring closure to Maddie's family. Thank you.
And that concludes our prepared remarks. I'd like to open it up for questions.
Would there have been enough evidence to arrest Adam Frabel if Maddie's body had not been found?
Unfortunately, I can't comment to that aspect. That would be a charging decision by the prosecution.
Where was Adam arrested, and when he arrested without incident?
Adam was arrested at a residence in Mabel, and yes, he was arrested without incident.
What led to Adam's arrest? Why was he arrested in this case?
It was a probable cause arrest that we felt that we had enough evidence to make a probable cause referral.
Can you tell us any more about that?
Not at this time.
Do you believe that Maddie's body was in the same place this entire time, or had it potentially been moved at some point?
I can't comment on that.
Do you have a preliminary cause of death?
Not at this time. That was one of the reasons for the delay.
Are there any other questions?
Can you tell us more about the digital evidence that led you there?
We actually, to be specific on the digital evidence and all, we've had mountains of digital evidence that's related to phone data as well as computer data.
Do you think the crime occurred in Winona County or Fillmore County?
I can't comment on that. That'll be a charging decision by the prosecution.
And why second-degree murder and not first-degree murder?
Again, I can't comment on charging decisions. As Bonnie had stated early on, we will not comment on any charging decisions.
Do you believe anybody has helped Adam Frabel?
Still under investigation, and I'm not willing to comment on that.
Can you describe what concealed and covered means?
She was in a wooded area off of a gravel road. That's all I'm prepared to say.
You said that there was a delay in cause and manner of death. Are they able to determine that?
Again, I can't comment on that. That would have to come from the medical examiner's office.
You said Maddie's body was found in a public area, but you mentioned that it was not found on any land owned by Frabel or his relatives. How close is Frabel's property or Frabel's relatives' property to where Maddie was found?
The Frabel property is within the same area of Fillmore County, I would say within several minutes of where this is, and I think that's about as specific as we want to get. An investigator was following up on a tip related to electronic evidence and checked the area and located Madeline's body.
Could you describe the previous searches that had taken place there and how thoroughly that area had been looked at?
Specifically, I can't tell you how thoroughly that area has been looked at. What I can tell you is that we have searched with volunteer teams and with law enforcement in that general area, as well as most of the rest of that part of the county. But as indicated earlier, there were efforts made to conceal the location of the body, and it was not visible from the roadway.
Was it something that you could walk right by this and not see it if there had been searchers there? Was it something that required very close inspection?
I don't think that we're prepared to comment on that right now.
Sheriff, we've talked to some of you out there about the emotional toll this has been on all of law enforcement. Could you talk about that moment yesterday around 1:30 when your deputy called in what they had discovered? What was that moment like for all of you?
Well, our focus always remains on the job at hand. So our focus is always going to be, and was in that case, what do we need to do next? We certainly recognize that this is emotional, and it is for us as well as everyone else, but priority number one is we've got a job to do and maintain professionalism.
You mentioned that the remains were found at 1:30. What time was Adam Frable arrested?
I think he was arrested, I would say, later in the afternoon. I don't know that off the top of my head. Sorry, Chief?
5:20.
5:20.
By police officers or sheriffs?
Sheriff's deputies.
What was his demeanor like when you took him into custody?
I don't think we're prepared to comment on that right now. It went without incident.
Was the deputy alone, or was this part of any kind of group?
No, the deputy was not alone.
Who was he with?
He was with other deputies.
How many?
To clarify, do you mean during the arrest or during the search?
I'm sorry, during
During the search, during the search, the investigator that found Maddie was by himself.
A few weeks ago, a special prosecutor was brought in to kind of help with this case. What's his role going to be moving forward?
Again, the response on that is relating to anything with the prosecution is that we are not prepared to comment on that at this time. As Sheriff DeGeorge said, it's taken a lot of effort by everybody, and not just law enforcement, but volunteers as well. We know what the task at hand is. We know that we have a job to do. Everybody stepped up, and we did what we were required to do, and we will continue to do that through the trial stage of this as well.
Was this the biggest mass search in most of your all's careers? Can you kind of just comment on the scope of the last couple months here?
In my career, I do not recall a search of this magnitude. We had probably in excess of 2,000 searchers after the initial weekend where the volunteers came out, which was coordinated by Winona County Emergency Management Director Ben Klinger in coordination with other emergency management directors. But in my 36 years in law enforcement, this has been one of the largest searches that I've ever been a part of.
I know you received a lot of tips. Were there tips that ultimately were helpful in finding what you needed to find?
I can't comment on that at this stage.
And what is next in this case?
We have to continue to follow up on all of the evidence that we have collected to date, as well as evidence that was collected yesterday. And we still have to review all witness statements and wait for the results from the medical examiner's office to see if there's any further follow-up from that office as well.
So what happens with Madeline's two children who gains custody?
That would be a child protection Winona County venue, and I'm not prepared to speak to that.
Is the delay with the medical examiner also leading to the delay in the charging decision? Or does that fall under charging?
That falls under charging. I'm not prepared to speak to that. It's still an active and ongoing investigation.
We have time for a couple more.
I know there are a lot of long hours and many, many agencies helping with this to date. Does that change at all going forward?
We still are dedicated, as Sheriff DeGeorge mentioned, all agencies are dedicated to continue to do what it needs to do to bring this to a successful conclusion.
One more?
Yes.
Oh, the family says okay. Yes.
Thank you.
you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Also, just to clarify, the reason we are not prepared to comment on charging decisions is not in an effort to conceal anything. It's because our primary focus is to protect this case and protect the prosecution. And so that is the reason we are not prepared today to speak on any charging decisions or any information related to that. I just wanted to be clear as to our motivations for not sharing any of that information. Thank you again all for being here today. We appreciate your continued coverage and support as we work through this case. Everyone behind me, BCA, the local police, and the local county sheriffs are all here to the end of this case. Thank you.
That's the latest that we have for you on this case. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.